You're listening to the 242nd edition of the Bitachon podcast. We are learning the pasuk together in Yirmiyah, chapter Yud Zayin, pasuk Hey. Kayemar Hashem, Ora Geva Sheyivtach Ba'Adam. This is what Hashem says. Cursed is the person who places his trust in a person, a human being, the son Basar Zeroyei, and makes flesh his arm, his strength, and Hashem Yasur Libo, and turns his heart away from Hashem. Me'inin HaBitachon Asher Zacharnu, says the Rabbeinu Yaina, the idea behind Bitachon that we've been speaking about, Shelo Yivtach Ba'Adam, don't trust in a human being. V'yeyda ki be'emes ki'ein b'yad basar v'dam l'heitiv lo'i l'atziloi, zu lasim yigzer Hashem Yisborach. We're going to have this theme. It's going to run through what we're going to say today. That a person needs to know that any human being who's going to help you or help me, the only way that they will have the power to do that is if Hashem decrees it. The power of any person to help me is only Hashem's power. That's what a pasuk means. That's what the pasuk means when it says, cursed is the one who trusts a human being. It means alone. Means I only trust the person, and I think that person has independent power. Because this is a really important point in Bitachon. Because we struggle, right? We want to trust in Hashem completely, but we also know that our experience has shown that in life, Hashem does expect us sometimes, or oftentimes, to put in efforts, and to find somebody to help us sometimes, and to do stuff, to be involved in the world, to interact with the world. So, what's the right balance on it? And I've shared with you in the past how the Alter Navardik wanted us to have no hishtadlus. He wanted us to put in no efforts because there's a great danger in putting in efforts or depending on people. And the danger is that I start to believe that my efforts are doing it. I start to believe that the human being who I've asked for help is helping me on his own. And I forget where the help really comes from. I forget even where my own ability comes from to make a decision that's right, let's say, to make up a good song. Whatever it is, I have to be careful that I don't disconnect from the source of power, from the source of success. He brings here from the Masbik Levi Hashem, which is the son of the Rambam. The Rambam's son says as follows, and there's an extensive thing here, which I put 3 stars next to, because it's so beautiful and so essential. So listen carefully. The second concept is the opposite of the first concept. We're coming in obviously in the middle of a teaching here. But he says like this, we find that people make a mistake. Someone who denies that Hashem has the power, denies that Hashem is behind everything, so they still have trust, they still have bitachon, right? Who do they have bitachon in? Not in Hashem, they have bitachon in a human being, or they have a bitachon in the stock market, or their mental prowess. And in their most innermost selves, they don't trust in Hashem. They're not believing that the power of any of the things that they do, or any of the people who they are getting help from, that power comes from Hashem. Like somebody who trusts only on his own power when it comes to his livelihood. He thinks, okay, I know what to do. I know how to make money. I know how to succeed. Look, this is what's worked in the past. I believe, you know, there's rules in the world. If a person is sick, and he places his trust in the expert doctor, and that doctor has succeeded many times with this particular illness, or this particular surgery, whatever it is, that's the mistake. Well, there are zemer and navi, and by the way, it's a normal human mistake. If it works, it's going to work again. Why shouldn't I trust it? This is what our pasuk, which is the Navi speaking and quoting Hashem, this is what Hashem says, that Cursed is the person who trusts in a human being and places flesh to be his strength and turns his heart away from Hashem. That last word, those last words are the operative words here, the important words, that he turns his heart away from Hashem. Excuse me. Atikan Divrei Abba Mari, the son of the Rambam, Rabbi Avraham, and Rambam quotes his father, the Rambam. These are his words. Kilule Amilim Yasser Liboy. If not for the fact that it says at the end of the pasuk that he turns his heart away from Hashem, that's the problem. The problem isn't per se that I trust in a human being. The problem is that I turn away from the recognition that the person who's helping me, their power comes from Hashem. So, if not for the fact that it had that at the end, so it would be impossible not to be included in this curse. All human beings, almost all, the son trusts in his father, right? A woman trusts in her husband. There's something called imun in Hebrew. We have rapport. We have a connection. We have trust between us, right? I have a partner in business, let's say. So I got to be able to trust him. So anyone who trusts somebody else is going to be considered cursed because they are trusting in someone besides Hashem. So we would be in a difficult situation if not for the fact that the real pshat is, what the pasuk is saying is, that yeah, I'm going to trust in my parents. Yeah, I'm going to trust in my partner in business. Yeah, I'm going to trust in my spouse. My wife brings home a certain amount of money for the paycheck. I trust that that's going to happen. But where does it come from? Where do my parents have their power from? Where do they get their sustenance from? Where does my shutuf, my business partner, where does he get the power from? What makes him successful? What has given him that business acumen that allows him to be successful, that I feel like I can trust him? It's got to be in my mind. It's got to go back to the fact that it's Hashem who is giving them power. As long as it goes back to that, so then the person is not included in the curse. And therefore, Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach B'Hashem HaYashem Yivtachoy doesn't per se only mean that I need to trust only in Hashem and not be involved with people. It means that when I'm involved with people and I have a connection and a partnership with others and I trust them to do things, it means that I know that their power comes from Hashem. That even as I trust in a human being, I'm really trusting in Hashem and Hashem's power as it manifests through that human being. It's really important. And he brings here in a note on the bottom, a deeper explanation or a more clear way that Rabbi Avraham and Rambam explains this. He explains at length in another place, which we're going to quote, about the bitachon of a husband, of a woman on her husband and a child on his father. We find many psukim that speak about the fact that all the creatures, all trust in Hashem. Pasuk says, the eyes of all your creations look to you. They hope to you. And you, Hashem, give them what they need. He says an amazing thing. The pasuk is saying that all of reality recognizes that Hashem is the source for all of their sustenance. That is something that is instinctive. It's instinctive within all of Hashem's creations. And when we're in the proper state, I think I would say that our more natural state is that we all feel that way. We all resonate with that, that's how it should be. We can explain Another pshat in this, what does it mean? Ene kol yilecha yisaberu. It doesn't only mean that everyone trusts in Hashem. All of the creations believe that God is going to provide for them. But we can say that all of creation, anything that exists in the world that has power, that power is rooted in Hashem Himself. Every single wise person, anyone who has a little bit of intuition, knows that you gotta lean on something. I'm standing right now on a flat spot, right? I'm in a hilly area and I'm on a flat spot. I gotta be able to depend on the floor that it's not gonna fall out from underneath me, right? I gotta get in my car and depend on the car that it's gonna work and my brakes are gonna work. I gotta come home and I gotta depend on my wife that she's going to do what she's supposed to do. We gotta be able to depend on others. But what I need to understand is the solid earth that's underneath my feet. Why is it solid? Because Hashem makes it solid. Why is it that my car is working? Well, I gotta get a check to make sure that it's working, but why does it continue to work in the natural scheme of things? Because Hashem gives a certain solidity to the things that are in our existence. So comes out an amazing thing. This is where I put the three stars. That a person who trusts, if I trust, it's a human need and a human ability and a human mila. It's a positive attribute that we trust naturally in the things around us. I believe in stuff that's going on, that it's going to continue that way. But really, when I'm trusting in a person, I'm really trusting in Hashem's power that's in that person. That's really what it is. It could be I understand this, and it could be I don't really understand. I don't like really contemplate this fact. But either way, that's the fact. Maybe I don't want to admit it because I don't want to admit that everything is from Hashem, because that implies obligation to do what God wants. Let's say a person who trusts in his wealth. He has a lot of money in stocks. Stocks are doing well. Or let's say he trusts in his physical abilities. Person who's a day worker, he's strong, he trusts in his physicality, or somebody who trusts in another human being. Where did he get his wealth? Who gave him the thought to buy those stocks? Who gave him the money, the wherewithal? Hashem gave it to him. Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, excuse me, Hashem is the one who gives a person their wealth. Hashem protects it so that it should stay with that person. If a person has physical strength, Hashem is the one who gave him that strength. So what we see here is that the individual who trusts in the things that are in front of him, we understand that that's not the highest type of trust, but what's really going on in essence is I'm trusting in, really, I'm trusting in Hashem, that Hashem is going to continue to give this person power, or this ability within me for it to continue to exist, or the wealth that I have for it to continue to exist. He is the root of all things in the world, of all powers. And this is true whether the person actually is aware of it or not aware of it. Still, the very fact that I'm trusting means that I believe that things have power and continue to have power. But if I contemplate a little bit, if I think about it back to its root, I understand, and I can feel it here in my heart, that's where I feel it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem Himself is the one that's behind everything. And if I walk outside, it's a beautiful day, which it is here, you can see a little bit behind me, it's a beautiful day. The grass is green. The sun is shining. The trees are beautiful. It's just amazing. Where did it come from? How does that happen? In a universe 13.8 billion light years across, where the Earth, 1.3 billion Earths fit into the star, our sun, right? I'm a little speck on this planet and I see this a tremendous order and tremendous beauty. I think a little bit, realize, who is the source of this, right? Where does it come from? The truth is that somebody who doesn't understand this is like a little child. He doesn't yet have the power in his imagination. He trusts. How's he going to get his food? His mother gives him food. Right? He wakes up in the morning. His mother pours him a bowl of cereal. He eats it. If that child had a little bit more of a developed imagination, he would realize, see things a little deeper. Where does the mother get the money for the cornflakes? Because his father is working and gives her the money. And if he thought a little bit more, he would realize that where does his father get the money from? It's because his father has a boss who's hired him, who's paying him. If a person takes this a little farther, I mean, he's talking about a child, but this is, we all have a child mentality. If we take it a little bit farther, we realize that where does the person who's hiring me, where does my boss get the money from? Where does it come from? Originally, it comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, from Hashem. Understand this matter and get a depth of grasping this with your mind. This is a very deep and beautiful understanding for those who can understand it. He says, in this note, he says, see a little bit further down in the explanation of the Ol Yaakov. So bottom line here, what do we have? That what we're after is recognizing when is a person cursed? And really what does cursed mean? What does cursed mean? It means that a person is disconnected from Hashem. That's what cursed means. And when is a person cursed? When is his life a mess? When he's disconnected from the truth. When he's disconnected from the fact that Hashem is in charge of the world, running his life. When is a person blessed? When he sees that he is connected, that everything is connected. Everything. Everything that he holds dear is connected to Hashem's kindness, Hashem's love. The Radak says, "Amen Hashem yisur libo, kim lo yisur libo mehashem, ein eram yiftach ba'adam." He says this explicitly, the Radak. The problem is, if he trusts in a human being, and that causes him to turn away from Hashem. But if he trusts in a human being, and realizes that the power is from Hashem, that's not bad. The proper approach is to believe that only Hashem is really the one who's giving me the power or giving me the help. Hashem does it through people sometimes. This person is just a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is helping me through that person. That's the clarity. Brings the Malbim. You could have a person, the Malbim says, who trusts in a human being, and also trust in Hashem. He believes that this person is going to be the shliach of Hashem, the messenger of Hashem to help me. Shagam shebateach ba'adam, that although he's trusting in a human being, ikar v'azreh v'akach shel bitachon hu b'Hashem. The main power, the main bitachon that I have is that Hashem is helping me through that person. Right? It matters how we think. It matters the words we tell ourselves in our minds. Aval mi shekolal Habitachon, I'm sorry, Misha Klala Bitachon Shalai Huba Adam Ashagam Hazruya Yosim Asar. But if my trust in human beings is such that I think that that person has his own power. I think that that person has power, I would say, to defy Hashem in a certain sense. I can go against Hashem's will through that person if I want. Shabatech Rak Bekach Basar, when Hashem is really boy the Gamre. If he only trusts in the power of that human being of the flesh and blood and turns his heart away from Hashem completely, Zehu Aris, so that person is cursed. The Abarbanel, a short one. V'yashel afarishim Hashem yosur liboy shehu yud. So the Barbanel says something which sounds more like what we quoted from the Altar of Navarik, that it's going to be causal. And until now we've been saying that it's okay to trust in a person as long as I make sure to realize who the source of his power really is, which is Hashem. But the Barbanel says, watch out. Because trusting in a human being can actually cause me eventually to stop trusting in Hashem. It can cause me to turn my heart away from Hashem. So it's like we have to be conscious of our thoughts and our beliefs and how we approach life and how we approach the help that we get from others. We need to always remind ourselves that where is the source of this power? It's from Hashem. And I need to be cautious and aware and conscious, making sure that if I trust in a human being, it doesn't cause me eventually, heaven forbid, to turn away from Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.